News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM at FM and WSAU.com. Extending unemployment benefits has now stalled in the Senate. Republican senators who voted to open debate say they will not be voting for the bill again until it is paid for.
This comes right after the Senate shocked some congressional observers and cleared an important procedural hurdle just to move the measure to the Senate floor. The holdup is that Republicans want to pay for the benefits for 1.4 million Americans. Democrats, like Majority Leader Harry Reid, don't, citing precedent.
If Republicans are so interested in paying for this measure, they should propose a reasonable way to do so.
Indiana Senator Dan Coats was one of six Republicans who broke with his colleagues in voting yea to bring the bill to the floor.
I'm not going to support programs going forward with spending until it's offset by known, documented abuses, inefficiencies, wasteful programs.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi predicted the GOP would relent and that the Democrats had public sentiment on their side. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Congressional leaders will be briefed today by President Obama on the government surveillance practices. The White House has been reviewing a task force report on the National Security Agency. There is a plea deal in the works for a sheriff's deputy from Langley County who's charged with sexual assault of a child. We have the story from WSAU's Raymond Newbert.
Marathon County prosecutors say 26-year-old Michael Brayton is accused of having sexual contact with a 15-year-old girl. She told police that Brayton sent her a number of nude photos of himself. During the investigation, it was found that Brayton has had relationships with four high school girls. He is currently facing 22 charges, including second-degree sexual assault of a child, child enticement, and exposing genitals to a child. Prosecutors say none of the crimes took place while he was on duty with the department. He'll be in court for a plea hearing January 27th. Raymond Newbert, WSAU News.
Animal neglect charges will be filed against the owner of nine dogs rescued Monday from extremely cold temperatures. The animals were tethered outside a property in Hamburg. Marathon County Shelter Director Mary Curlin says the dogs have since been evaluated.
The veterinarian examined them. We're waiting for her report. There are, some minor issues with them. Their weight was not an issue. It was the ability for them to maintain themselves in what they were provided in the conditions that the weather was providing that night.
Charges are being referred by the sheriff's deputies who investigated the case, and the name of the owner has not been formally made public. The concern was that while the animals were outside, their supply of water was starting to freeze up. An elderly woman was found dead Wednesday, apparently wandering away from an assisted living facility in Barron. The police chief there says they got a call around 5 in the morning to Monroe Manor, where 76-year-old Juanita Toes had climbed out of her window. Her body was found a few hours later on an iced-over deck. The police chief says she didn't have any cold-weather clothing on and died of hypothermia. The temperature at the time was minus 25. Investigators have released the name of a man who died in a Clark County traffic crash on Tuesday. He's 52-year-old Floyd Colvin from Neillsville. The sheriff there says Colvin was the only occupant in a Chevy pickup that left Highway 73 about a quarter mile west of Highway K in Washburn. The truck rolled around 7 o'clock and the victim was ejected from the vehicle. An autopsy on a Rhinelander man who died on New Year's Day after an altercation in a bar has now been released. Rhinelander's police chief Michael Steffes says it's an unusual cause of death.
The preliminary autopsy results indicated that Mr. James Tanner had a fractured sternum and that a part of the fractured sternum punctured his heart, causing his death.
Tanner threw a punch at another patron at Sackett's Bar on New Year's Day and was brought down by the bar's DJ. The district attorney's office is still deciding whether or not charges will be filed. Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords is embracing the spirit of adventure. Wednesday, she marked the third anniversary of the Tucson, Arizona shooting that wounded her by skydiving.
How did it go?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Before she took to the air, Giffords tweeted out, "Today I grieve, remember, and take another step." Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for a little sun early on today. Pretty cold out there as well, but then increasing clouds and a little milder during the afternoon, a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 9. On Friday, increasing clouds and even milder, a high of 31. Some snow and sleet developing during the late afternoon and evening. Could see 2 to 3 inches accumulation on Friday night. Saturday, snow showers ending early, then breezy in the afternoon with a high of 32. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And even though we are sub-zero again today, there are no school closings and delays, so up and at 'em. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.